Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump has signed a huge spending package, including financial relief for COVID-19. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports he approved the measure last night after days of uncertainty.
The $2.3 trillion coronavirus relief bill will help avert a government shutdown and provide billions of dollars in coronavirus aid to millions of people. Passed by Congress with sweeping majorities, Trump waited almost until the last minute to sign the measure after calling the package a disgrace and fought, so far unsuccessfully, to raise direct payments from $600 to $2,000. President Trump refused to sign the legislation for days, sending Washington into chaos as a deadline to prevent millions of Americans from losing unemployment benefits was missed. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Democrats in the House plan to offer a bill today to raise the direct payment to most Americans for pandemic relief from $600 to $2,000, as President Trump had called for last week. It's not likely the Senate-controlled Republicans would accept such an increase. The federal investigators have identified human remains found at the site of an explosion in downtown Nashville Christmas morning. They say it appears 63-year-old Anthony Warner was the bomber and had acted alone. Doug Kerensky is the FBI's special agent in charge. He says they're still investigating.
We continue to ask that those who may have known the suspect or encountered him contact our team at the 1-800-CALL-FBI phone number. These pieces of information will help us understand the suspect's motives.
Three people were injured in the explosion, which also damaged an AT&T building. Cell phone service and police and hospital communications are still disrupted in several southern states. Organic growers across the West are raising concerns about a popular organic weed killer. It turns out it's not organic. The Northwest News Network's Anna King has more.
Using conventional pesticides goes against everything Northwest organic producers believe in. But that's exactly what's been happening. Oregon, Washington, and California have issued a stop use order on the popular AgroGold WS. Idaho is investigating, as is the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Organic grower Alan Schreiber applied AgroGold WS to about a dozen acres.
No legitimate organic grower would ever use glyphosate or diquat, the products that were found in this organic herbicide in an organic farm. Nobody would ever do that.
The Florida-based company Agro Research International denies it added the synthetic chemicals to AgroGold WS. For NPR News, I'm Anna King.
You're listening to NPR News. Stay-at-home orders were supposed to end today in parts of California hit hard by the coronavirus, but health officials are expected to extend them because the pandemic shows no sign of abating. Hospitals in the central and southern parts of the state are running out of intensive care beds. Officials fear the surge will worsen as people return from traveling after Christmas and New Year's. Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Phil Niekro has died. NPR's Joel Rose reports he baffled major league batters for more than two decades with his slow-moving knuckleball.
Phil Niekro learned how to throw a knuckleball from his father, a coal miner in southeastern Ohio, and spent years in the minor leagues trying to master the famously difficult pitch, as he explained in his Hall of Fame induction speech in 1997.
My manager by the name of Red Murph walked up to me and said, "Son," he said, "if you get that knuckleball over the plate, you can pitch in the big leagues." And I believed him.
Niekro went on to pitch 24 seasons in the big leagues, most of them with the Atlanta Braves, along with stops in New York, Cleveland, and Toronto before retiring at age 48. He recorded more than 300 wins, 3,300 strikeouts, five All-Star selections, and one no-hitter. Niekro died at the age of 81 after a long fight with cancer. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Bluegrass and acoustic music fans are mourning the loss of guitarist Tony Rice. He died Christmas Day at the age of 69. Musician Ricky Skaggs called him the single most influential acoustic guitar player in the last 50 years. Rice was inducted into the Bluegrass Hall of Fame in 2013. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.